Blog Talk Radio.
Back to that question. Down with DDT is not the kind of segment that you can speak about. It's something you gotta see. And anybody knows Diamond Dallas Page, they know I'm always prepared. So JR, how'd you like to get down with DDT right here? Of course you would. Down with DDT is gonna be one of those segments.
Well, the bottom line is, Magnum, first of all, you take a guy like the Z-Man, a great athlete. I came down there with a stud just to give him a little of my professional advice. People pay big money for that advice, and he didn't want it. He put his hands on me. He never should have put his hands on Diamond Dallas Page.
Well, let me just tell you something. July 12th, Bash at the Beach. Want him to know the size does matter.
That's this Sunday, man. The whole world's talking about it.
Rodzilla's bitch. You're dead. Bam!
So I'm here tonight to tell you, Savage, I've said it once, I'll say it again, back the camera up. Macho, if you're that much of a savage, snap in 10 minutes. Bam!
Radio.
Good God. Got to go all the way back to that. Robert got us a brand new intro there, and he pulled some stuff out of the deep closet, some of that banter of the legendary early Diamond Dallas Page. Last week when I heard it, I wasn't exactly sure what I was listening to, but this time I caught it. And I believe it was Down with DDP was the segment. It lasted 1 week. That's because I can't remember who his name was, who at the time was running the company of WCW. I can't remember his name. It slips my mind for a moment. But Bill Watts came in and immediately killed that segment. So, Robert, you actually found, like, the only time I ever did a Down with DDP, which is sort of funny to me. I got a few announcements.
That's very cool.
Yeah, is that cool? You pulled that out, like, out of the air. Got to spend some time with Robert this week, as a matter of fact. Did you have a good time hanging out, bro?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. I got a stooge this up, though. I came there. I came down here to stay with Mark Merrow for 4 days, which has turned into going to be 8. Finally leave here tomorrow. But I came down here to really get into watching his way he captivates these kids with his talk, and it's emotional. It's a roller coaster, just like life is, of going up and down. We'll elaborate on that when he calls in. Actually, I'm in his house right now, so I told him to go upstairs when he gets around to it and gives us a call in here. But it's really amazing the way he takes it up and down. And I wanted to take what I'm doing already with my Live Life at 90% and sort of kidderize it. You know, it's a DDPism there, kidderize. You know, make it more friendly towards younger kids, that so they can really grab the, just make it more emotional. And I learned a lot down here hanging out with him. And I had our, everybody wanted to get together. What was the first day we were going to get together, Robert? There's a Saturday? I can't remember what day it was. Was it Saturday? Robert? All right, he must be letting Mark on or something. I believe it was Saturday, but him and Ray Lloyd showed up, and neither one of them worked out with me or Merrow. Neither one of them. Ray hurt his shoulder, and I was like, and Robert had a scream, and I understand. What did you have, Robert? Are you back on this line now?
Yeah, I'm back on.
Robert, why couldn't you work out again?
Oh, I had a bad migraine all weekend.
Yeah, okay. So I'll let him off the line this time. No migraine next time I come back. I'm just stooging you off, telling everybody you didn't do what I do. So,
and I know what you did to Ray, man, so.
Well, Ray didn't even do anything, you know.
Oh, I know.
So Sparky, I know if I came to your town, there's no way you'd miss the workout. Am I right?
I'd be there. I'm ready.
I know you would be. I know you would be. Let me give you a couple things I'm going to be up to, so you guys know. For anybody who's listening out there, I'm actually going to be back home tomorrow night because I have to do a signing at the Anaheim Comic Con, and that's a Wizard World. If you just Google Anaheim Comic Con, you'll get all the scoop you need on what's happening, what time it starts, et cetera. But I'll be there all day Saturday and Sunday if you want to come on by and see me. And then the following weekend on the East Coast, I will be at the Legends of the Ring convention. That'll be May 7th, and I'll only be there in the morning. I think I'm on the 10-to-1 session, and I'm getting to actually sit next to my mentor, one of the biggest legends in professional wrestling, the one and only Dusty Rhodes. And that wow. will be a spectacular day because I always love catching up with Dream and laughing and, you know, ribbing on, you know, a lot of different people, mostly me. He busts my chops a lot. But it's all in good fun. We have a great time. So we will both be at the Legends of the Ring, and I heard it's going to be a pretty good turnout. I heard they're selling pretty good. Officer X, He called up earlier just to check in with me and wanted me to make sure I promoted and let everybody know that I was coming there. So that's happening on the 7th, that weekend. And, of course, everybody knows that we're now selling pretty good now for the extravaganza, the YRG Retreat extravaganza. All you got to do is go to DiamondDallasPage.com and push there to find out the details if you want to come down to down in August and actually spend four nights with us down there. We're going to have a blast. And if you miss it, you blew it.
Everybody has to hook that up. That's going to be the trip of a lifetime.
It's going to be awesome, man. I'm really jacked about it. Talked to my daughter, as a matter of fact, and she told me she's going to come with her boyfriend, soon to be her husband at some point. I'm pretty sure they're going to get hicked. They've been talking about it now, and you know, she's a doll, 23-year-old beauty, and amazing gluten-free cook, a chef, self-taught chef, just like Angela, and baker. She bakes amazing stuff, too. She'll be down there with us. And right now, we were talking to Mark about it. He really wants to come. He has this big speakers thing that he's doing that he's going to see if he can get out of, because it's a really big audition thing that he might have to blow off to come down and hang with us. But if he does, I will let everyone know. We'll try to coax him a little bit more tonight when he gets on the line. I also want to welcome some. I know we've been reaching out to a couple different groups of people, the Live Strong and the Spark people. Is that right, Sparky?
Yeah, you got it.
Now, are you? Did you spark? Did you give them that name, Spark People, or is that their own invention?
I wish that is their own concoction. I'm just privileged to share the name with them.
Okay, very good, very good. Do we have Mr. Merrill on yet?
I'm right here.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
DDP, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Can't hear you from upstairs. That's perfect. That's why
I can actually hear you without this phone. I hear you downstairs.
Well, I've got a big mouth. You're trapped in a room, and I'm in a big kitchen down here. But Mark and his wife have this amazing place, you know, on the lake down here in Winter Park, and Mark's wife, Darlene, who is a doll, but the woman I'm really in love with is her mother. Her mother is 87 years old, but she acts like she's 57 and in, you know, amazing shape. She is the greatest cook. She spoils Mark so rotten. I mean, I've already told him I'm kidnapping her. I mean, she's like, she's a treasure, and I don't know if I like that gluten-free stuff. I don't know. And I sneak something in on her once, so she goes, oh, wow, this is really good. It's funny. But I came down here to spend some time with Mr. Merrill, like I said earlier. I don't think he was on the line at that time. But to spend some quality time together, because it's been a while since we've done that. But at the same time, you know, brainstorm with each other on our speaking and inspirational speaking. And I always say steel sharpens steel, but he reminds me that it's, what is it, Mark?
It's iron sharpens iron.
Yeah, you have to remind me all the time. I pull a Regis Stillman on him. So, you know, we came down here, and you had some great talks, man. You had some great talks so far.
And well, my favorite ones have been with when you and I just been hanging out together, actually. No, we've been able to, you know, it's one of those things where, Dallas, we just haven't been able to spend as much time as we certainly used to, but, you know, it's just too long that we let time go by, man. Life is so precious. And, you know, Dallas was only supposed to stay till Tuesday, but I coaxed him into staying longer. And it was, man, what a blessing this has been. We've been having a lot of fun. But, you know, if you have a friend that you've been a friend for a long time in life, man, sometimes time goes by so quickly you don't realize how important it is that you hang out and just share. And we do help each other. I mean, Dallas has watched, I don't know, probably five or six of my presentations while he's been down here as I'm speaking at schools and stuff. And he also helps me with just little things that he'll tweak. He'll say, man, you should try this or try that. It's just like when we wrestle, you know, same thing. You know, let's try this, let's try that. And I go, wow, that really did work. And it's been just such a blessing, man.
I got to tell you, there's one part of Mark's talk, and I know we've got two callers on the line, and Holly and Rob are going to get to you. I'm going to get good at the phones quicker tonight, so if you are looking to call in, you know, we will have a little bit of, you know, it won't be a long wait, but I'm going to be picking callers up right away. But you can call in at 347-994-1216. So that's 347-994-1216. So just want to let you guys know we will be getting to you as we move along. But I got to tell you, there's one part when Mark does his thing about how he can't dance, and he dances too good. I mean, you're dancing too good when you're saying you can't dance. I showed him. It's actually funny. It's a great little bit. And when you do your first Spaz Man dance, and you send it to me, and the place goes crazy because he has so many times where he just totally kills it. And I love the way, and I'm going to use more of this, he always has something going in the background, whether it's clouds and something inspirational or, you know, family members or, you know, his career. It's really amazing. Really a great, great talk. If you get a chance to catch it, I absolutely recommend it. You're going to be, for anybody who's listening in Orlando, because I know you put it out there on your Facebook as well, where are you going to be this Sunday, bro?
I'm speaking at the Markham Woods Assembly of God. It's over in Longwood, Florida. And if for more information, just go to markhamwoods.tv, or just go to, you know, actually just go to my website, go to thinkpaz.org, and it'll give you all the information once you go to the events page.
And absolutely, I mean, Christian or not, absolutely worth the trip. And it'll really send home the fact about, you know, taking time to spend with your friends that or family members, you know, because we all take each other for granted. Let's just be honest. You know, we all take each other for granted. And the message is through that is maybe you just sort of stop for a moment and you think, wow, I really should be a lot nicer to my mom. Who knows how much longer she's going to be here, you know, or your dad or whoever. And the real thing about that, when I used to talk to my daughter Brittany and her mother Linda, oh my God, they would go at it like the mother and daughter you've never seen go at it, that loved and worshipped each other so much till she was about 13, and then it became like total opposites. And one of the things I used to say to both of them, if one of you died in an accident tomorrow, as mad as you are at each other, you'd be bawling. You wouldn't forgive yourself for a lifetime. So I can't have that. You've got to fix this now. So it's never too late to fix it. Like I said, whether you're a Christian or not, Mark's talk is so worth you going to the center and check that out, thinkpaz.org. I'm going to bring on a caller right away, Marky, because a lot of times we lose callers.
Sure.
Like calling her. And they wait around. Why don't we bring on Holly first, since that's the first name that's up here.
Oh, hi. Hi, Dallas. Hi, Mark.
Hey,
you guys really threw me off about the mother talk, because I lost my mom August 25th of this year. And
oh.
she was a recovering alcoholic, and we got together, and I took care of her till she died. And I had to put a plug on her, and the only thing that gave me comfort was the Bible. My godmother was reading the Bible in the hospital room, and that was the only thing that brought me comfort.
Beautiful.
And stuff like that. And I'm a girl from South Boston, you know, and you know, it really brought me down to my knees when I lost my mom, because I got married. I didn't want her a part of my wedding. I didn't, you know, I had my kids. I didn't want her to be a part of my kids. And in the end, we got together, you know. And,
that really did get that home.
Yeah, but I had a question for both of you. Mark, have you ever thought about speaking in South Boston?
Oh, my gosh, I would love to. In fact, one of our friends, Diamonds Dallas, and my friend, Brian Keenan, he's probably listening on tonight if he's not working as a police officer. But he's actually working on getting me up to Boston area.
Because
but I would love to.
Really,
if you have any connections with the churches up there or the schools, please, you know, email me. It's Mark, M-A-R-C, at ThinkPoz, which is P-O-Z. .org, Mark at thinkpoz.org. Email me. I would love to come up to that area.
Okay, definitely. And Dallas, I noticed on your Twitter page you are you're an avid a surfer. Do you ever go to Hawaii? Because I moved to Hawaii since my mom passed away, and
actually,
I wanted to try out surfing.
Actually, I have, and I'll tell you that I think that the easiest place on the planet to learn how to surf would be Waikiki. What's that? What's called Waikiki, the big beach in. Yeah, that break there. I mean, it's like a rolling wave. Like you can paddle and get some speed going, and you can have a big enough board underneath you and find your balance. But if you're gonna do something like that. You know, I totally recommend, of course, YRG is going to be my first thing I'm going to say for balance or anything, or yoga, you know, because either one is going to teach you how to go up in the Cobra, and then it's going to make you kick up. And one of the reasons why, I mean, I surfed from 12 to 20 on the Jersey Shore. I up and down the East Coast, I'd go surfing, you know, North Carolina, Cape Hatteras, I'd be down in Jacksonville, Florida, West Palm Beach. I went up and down the East Coast a couple times, and then I stopped. And then 27 years later, when I was 47, I took it up again. And the only reason I could do that was because I was doing YRG, and my body was so limber that I could pop right up. And then I just, you know, I ate it. Bunch of times starting, but I've been to Hawaii. I've surfed Waikiki, which was really easy. There's a billion guys and gals in the water. The cutest thing was there was this guy who was out there who had his daughter. She may have been 3. And when that big old bear of a man who had to be about 6, maybe 6'2", you know, probably about 250, he had his daughter on his back, and she had her arms and couldn't fit around his neck. And she's laying on his back like a fish would, you know, swim next to its mother fish or whatever. And she is on his back as he's paddling out. Then he'd turn around and take the inside section, which is the smaller waves, and he'd paddle. He'd pop up. She'd pop up. She'd walk up to the board. She'd hang 5. She'd come back. It was amazing. That was like one of the coolest bonding things I ever saw two human beings do. So, I've also surfed Kauai, too. I was fortunate enough to have a good friend of mine in Kauai. Do you ever get a chance to get over there?
Yeah, I live
now. Yes, you live in Kauai?
I live in Hawaii right now, right by the North Shore.
Not Hawaii. Is it even called Kauai, the one island that's, like, walked by itself?
Yeah.
That was called?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, I don't know if you've ever been over there, but that's like still 1963. And I was just there like 5 years ago, and women who are teenagers, who are beautiful, hitchhike there. I mean, and nobody worries about it because it's still 1963, and all the animals that have come into this world, they don't go there. I mean, Hawaii, as you know, is its own animal. It's a beautiful place, and I would recommend it, but I would definitely get into either get your YRG DVDs or get into some yoga classes or something to make sure you have it, and then start off real easy, get a big board, and just don't worry about falling down.
Yeah.
Because anybody ever tries to fall down, it's very time to get back up. Well, I'm glad. I'm glad we touched some stuff here. Thanks for calling in, Holly. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Bye, Holly.
So we got Rob, too, Rob? Got Rob still on the line?
Yes, we do.
Hey, Rob, before we get in there, let me just let you guys know, if you want to call in, it's 347-994-1216. So give us a call. What do you got going to that, Rob?
How's it going, man?
Great, man. Where are you from?
I, from Buffalo, New York.
Buffalo. Oh, just there.
Wow. Yes, I was actually just going to say I was privileged enough to meet you for the second time at the Buffalo Men Show. That was pretty cool. I think you're an awesome guy.
Cool.
I've always been a huge fan. So.
Very cool.
And I have a question for Mark, because if I remember correctly, he's from Buffalo.
I am from Buffalo, man. What part of Buffalo do you live?
I actually live in Lackawanna.
Lackawanna, sure. You know, I actually grew up in fact, Dallas. You know the picture you saw today during the presentation when I showed one of my first apartments?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that was the Buffalo, actually. I lived on the west side of Buffalo. Are you familiar with that at all?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I used to go to, I lived on Pennsylvania Avenue. It was a really bad section. But we used to go to, I believe it's public school number 3 right over in Porter Avenue.
Yeah,
and
I know
where the Peace Bridge.
Yep.
Yeah, and then I lived in, I also lived in North Buffalo. I lived in Amherst. So I moved around a little bit. But, yeah, I'm familiar with Lackawanna.
That's awesome, man. I actually have a question about, basically I want to know what advice you would have for somebody like me who's looking into breaking into the wrestling scene, and I'm just doing, like, the independent scene in Buffalo right now. Like, what kind of advice could you give somebody like me?
Well, you know, I got to say, I tell this to anybody, no matter what their dream or what their goals are in life, you know, you got to follow your passion. Whatever, if it's something you really love and you really believe that this is what you want to do and you know, that you believe you can make a living doing this, I'd say go for it. I mean, so many people would say, it's a hard business to get into. Sure, it's a hard business to get into. But if you want to excel at anything in life, you've got to work harder than the person next to you. And the person, there's thousands and thousands of people trying to get into the wrestling industry. And the hard part is it's not like so many football teams and so many basketball teams. There's really only one or two games in town, you know, so to speak. You have the WWE and TNA really is the only place you can really make a living. So there's very few people that can make it there. But what's to say that you couldn't? What's to say that Dallas doesn't become a rookie until he's 35? Or I won Rookie of the Year at 31, you know. So I just, when people just say, maybe you better look to something else, pursue your dreams, you know. And if you get to a place in your life where there's something that you want to do more or something else comes up, it's okay to change, you know. People passionate. I have a new passion in life that's speaking all over the country. I never thought I would ever do that, you know. But it's almost like you constantly reinvent who you are. And Dallas is the epitome of reinventing himself. So just don't ever give up, man. Don't give up on your passions. But, you know, there comes a point in your life where you've got to really say, is this really what you want to do, or is this just something that was fun to do?
Well, one of the things I'll tell you, Robbie, is, you know, and I don't care what it is, you know, a lot of people try to be musicians. I mean, and every one of them want to be Bon Jovi if they're a rock star, or Tim McGraw if they're country, or, you know, pick whoever you want of that individual, Jay-Z if they're a rapper. But not everybody's going to get to that spot, or even, you know, there's way more spots there, like 10 million more spots there than there are in wrestling. But every one of those musicians, my buddy the Yoga Doc, who actually developed YRG with me, you know, he went back to playing music at 39 years old, and you got to see his band to believe it. They are amazing. He mimics Bon Jovi, does the hair, does the outfit. He does Motley Crue. He does so many Rat. I mean, he does so many different olds. He's living in 1980 in the 80s because that's where he had the most fun playing music. But he's actually a great, awesome, probably the best chiropractor, straight chiropractor that I know. And he's happy as hell. Now, does he? Is he writing his own stuff? Absolutely. Is he, like, having the back of his mind that, yes, you know, maybe something, I might play some original and something might happen with it? Absolutely. But is he happy playing the clubs? Absolutely. So as long as you're doing wrestling because you love it, like one of the reasons why Michael P.S. Hayes ever friended me when he met me, and Michael P.S. Hayes in his youth was probably one of the biggest stars in professional wrestling. He had the look. Nobody had a better rap. Nobody had more charisma. And when I met him in 1988, when I was working for the AWA, we were on a road trip going from, I don't know, a 3.5-hour road trip, and I happened to be sitting in the back seat with him. And I don't know how I ended up in this car, probably because I didn't know that many people. And Jerry Jarrett was actually driving the car, and Hayes, you know, they had some heat, so Hayes was smoking and blowing the smoke up towards Jerry. And we sat and talked for 3.5 hours, and he goes, "You're not in this to be a TV star, are you?" He goes, "You're in this because you love this." I said, "Well, absolutely." And that's why he helped me, because I wasn't trying to be a TV star. So if you're in it because you love the game, and I'm sure you love it enough that you're out there bumping, but do you really love it that that's going to be enough for you? You know, but you still keep reaching for the stars. You know, don't ever stop. And I would try, right. I would just say, try reaching out to different, you know, indie groups. You know, I mean, to me, like Mark says, there's two main ones, of course, we all know, WWE and TNA. But that ROH, you know, if you can get to that Ring of Honor, you know, and get noticed, you know, you got to have that one thing special. And to me, it means you got to work 5 times harder than anybody else. And, you know, not pimping my own stuff, but, you know, it only because it works. You need to be doing YRG to save your body for later on. How old are you now?
I'm 24.
Okay, you're still a baby. But that just means you're just going to do stupider stuff in the ring. You know, it's going to hurt your body.
Well, it's funny that you bring up music, because I'm actually in a band as well, and I've had some success with the band, but I feel like I'm more passionate about the wrestling, and that's why, you know, I've kind of been pushing for that. As far as the band goes, we got to do a lot of cool things. We've been in magazines. We've had people, you know, use our songs for TV and things like that. But every time something like that happens, I'm more like, yeah, that's cool. But, you know, I got a match coming up, and I got to, you know what I mean? Like, it's more about that.
Well,
I got my hand in everything, I guess. But, you know, wrestling's where it's at. And I just got to throw this in here. I'm watching Royal Rumble 97 right now. Mark Merrill just walked out. Thought that was pretty funny.
Awesome. Okay, Robbie, thanks for calling. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
We got, my pleasure, man. So we got Officer X on here. Hey, Officer X, what's up, buddy?
What's up, fellas? How are you?
Officer X.
We had to call him Officer X back in the day, because when you said if he's not working, he'll call in, because when he was working, he'd call in.
Yeah. The names have to be changed to protect the guilty, you know?
Yeah, bro, you're awesome, man. Good to hear from you.
Oh, I'm telling you. And anybody out there listening, you got to catch Mark's presentation. It's awesome. And like Dallas was saying, I when I was up in Syracuse, I heard it in the church and in a private setting, too, and just as powerful both ways.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Oh, I'm telling you, unbelievably motivating. And a story, my friend, his wife walked out on him a couple of weeks ago, and he's really bummed out, and I brought the video over, and three of us sat there and watched the video, and the guy felt a little better. He can bounce back from anything, you know?
Oh, that's great, man.
No, it's living life at 90, the whole thing. I'll tell you what, I am a sucker to be around people with positive energy, because it's just so awesome. So it gets you. It 100% gets you.
Your friends are like elevators. They either take you up or they take you down.
110%. And if you want to hang with clowns, join Ringling Brothers, you know? We don't have time for it.
There you go.
No, I'm telling you, Mark, and I was thinking about what you were just saying. The other day, Monday, I'm working, and my wife calls me at 3 o'clock. and she says your cousin's wife's father died, and the guy was a really cool guy. So I had to fly 75 miles to Boston in rush hour traffic and all that stuff. And I'm like, damn. Well, the thing is, I go into the wake, and there's a huge line again. It takes me out again. I see all my aunts and cousins I haven't seen in years. It was actually a nice time, you know? And get this with the guy. The guy dropped dead in a sauna at the YMCA at age 75 after working out. Not a bad way to go.
Hey.
You dropped dead?
Dropped dead. The poor guy had a heart attack in the sauna. I mean, it beats cancer. I mean, 75 is too young, but it beats cancer.
It's way too young, Bob, you know, and that comes down to that could have been the heart monitor, man. That's why I always push the heart monitor. Know where your heart, where you are, because he could, a lot of these guys, like I know guys who are real warriors that are like in their 60s and early 70s, and they just go out there, I can still do this. And you're right, you can, but at what expense? When you're 75 years old, your heart rate should be around 105, 110, that's it, not 155, 160. He might have gone out there, done a kick-ass workout, felt awesome. Went in that, and, if you're in a heart, if just wear a heart monitor in a sauna or a hot tub and see how high your heart rate goes standing still. So he could have walked in there at 155, 160 during the gym, walked out, got changed, got in there hot, and got really hot again, and who knows, but it's possible. So the things that you can control, you take control of. And anybody's listening, that's especially, over 50, you definitely should be wearing a heart monitor when you work out at any age, as far as I'm concerned. Every triathlete champion on the planet wears one. And Mark never wore one working with until we came into this. And Mark, how much, because we've been working out every single morning while our genius, having awesome workouts. How much does that heart monitor change your workout, bro?
Just made me really aware of where my heart is. There's no need for, my heart to be going up into the, 160s, 170s, I mean, we're keeping it really under 140, aren't we, Dallas?
Yeah, like we'll go to 135.
I mean, it spikes up to like 145, but I mean, we're having killer workouts and my heart rate's staying, in the target zone.
Yeah, where you want to be is around 130.
Cranking too.
Yeah, and dude, we're doing that like opening like three moves. I mean, it was so engaging. We had the pleasure of working out with one of Mark's friends today, Andy, and he, I mean, you know how when I say ignition and you open those hands and you engage those muscles? Dude, he was like steel. I go, okay, you get it. He was at
138. And his heart rate went up to like 170, dude, when he did that.
180.
Yeah, 180. It was crazy.
He couldn't believe it, man. He was like, how is this possible? I go, you're engaging your muscles, bro. It's just like when you're running, except you're not. No impact on your body. So it was really, really cool.
As you say that, I'm laying here on the couch with a nice pack on either knee.
You gotta watch that running there, Officer X.
No, you know what it is, Mark? Is I gotta run with the recruits, and it's over in 2 weeks, and they can never beat the old guy, so you got to work twice as hard.
Can't you use a segue? A lot of the cops use no segues now.
What's that?
Hey, speaking. What did you say, Marky? What did you say?
No.
Segue?
Oh, no, I was just making a joke. Go ahead,
okay.
Dale.
So we all missed. Well, the bottom line is, he told me, Officer X told me a great story. Tell him about Bob Backlund coming in to work out.
I'm going to love this. I bring Bob in to work the guys out. So he lives about 40 miles away. And he blew them all just doing push-ups, squats, sit-ups, stretching. He was doing some stretches from the YRG, the original YRG DVDs. And how about for his 60th birthday, he did 30 pull-ups with his feet parallel to the floor.
Crazy.
Bob Backlund.
He's an animal. Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, and the beauty is how he was talking to the kid, the recruits, he was saying, don't live above your means. I've done that before. Don't do this. Don't do that. Make good decisions. Make good choices. I walked away from an important job because I didn't want to do something I didn't want to do. And just all sorts of stuff that a lot of the kids had never met anybody who had never been on TV before, And it was just a powerful, powerful thing. And then the thing is, look at how your body can be when you're 60 years old, if you take care of yourself.
He's a major specimen, man. He really is a major specimen. In fact, I really like him a lot. I got to meet him because of you. And we
yeah.
Hello. And he loved the Own Your Life audio book too, which is
very
cool.
He read Mark. I bought him a copy of your book. He loved it. He read it.
Oh, cool.
Very cool. I was going to plug that too. As a matter of fact, anybody who wants to get a hold of Mark's book, and I know I'm going to have Sparky. I'm going to ask before we bring on our next guest. I asked who it is, and they said it's a surprise for me. So, whoever you are, you have to wait. And Officer X, stay on with us here, bro. Such a regular. But how to be the happiest person on the planet? And you can get it where again, Mark?
Just go to Think. POZ.org, and you can order my book. You can order either through championchoices.org or through thinkpos.org. Either one, you can order the book through there.
I haven't had you really.
I was just going to say it's a phenomenal read. I picked that book up, Mark, and I read it from the front page to the back page. I couldn't put it down in one night.
Yeah,
Sparky,
let me give you a lead in,
Sparky. But let me get Sparky his lead in. I was going to say, Mark, Sparky comes on Team YRG. Where were you when you first came on Team YRG, Spark?
I was 232 pounds. I was 6'2", so all my weight was in my gut. I was kind of a tall, thin guy, but I had all my weight in my middle. I had acid reflux I was on medication for. I had pre-hypertension. My blood pressure was pushing 140 over, like, high 80s. I could barely pull my sock on in the morning. I had to actually physically reach down, grab my ankle, pull my foot up on my opposite knee to put my sock on in the morning. And I'd just been diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea, so I had to sleep with a BiPAP machine, which basically pushed air into my throat to keep my throat open so I could breathe at night. I'd stop breathing 36 times an hour. That's where I started.
Wow.
Yeah.
So where are you now, Sparky?
I'm 184 pounds. I'm bouncing between 50. I reached 50 a couple weeks ago, and I've got that, like, every morning I weigh myself. I'm 182 to 184. So I'm claiming 50 pounds. I'm right around there. I'm no longer on acid reflux medication. I am in a couple weeks. I scheduled my follow-up sleep study, what I'm severely hoping for. I want them to tell me I don't need my sleep apnea machine anymore, my BiPAP anymore, so I would be cured of sleep apnea. I'm working out with YRG like 5 days a week. I feel phenomenal. I've read Mark's book. I've lived life at 90%. Listened to DDP's message. I feel great. I feel phenomenal. There's nothing I feel that can stop me at this point.
Awesome, man. Now that was the lead I wanted to give you. And you said, what did you say? You read the book in a day? You said you read it from cover to cover.
Yeah, I picked it up. It was like at a night. Me and my wife were sitting down on the couch. She put something like Dancing with the Stars or Biggest Loser on TV. I pick up Mark's book. I'm like, I'm going to read this. I just got it in the mail. You know, Mark had to like, hey, I'll sign it, bring it in. I get it. I got Mark signed to Sparky. I'm like elated. I'm on cloud nine. I picked up the book, I started reading, I was like, this is phenomenal. I read the first 10 pages. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, man.
Oh, no problem, because the message that's conveyed in this book is like phenomenal for pushing you forward, because about the time I picked the book up, I was kind of plateauing because I had reached a point with YRG and in my progress where I was like, what do I need to go to the next level? And this gave me the positive message, the positive energy I needed to say, okay, goals are important in my life, and if I really stick to them and I write them down and I keep with them and I stick with a positive message, I can get past that. And I did, because at that point I was probably at about 30 to 40 pounds lost, and it pushed me past to like the 50 pounds with the YRG workout and the message that I have. But I read it. It was probably a 4 or 5 hour read, but I sat down one night, I cracked it open. I couldn't put it down until I finished it.
Wow. Well, let me ask you, Sparky, do you have any questions for Mark on anything off of that? Any personal stuff or?
Like one of the things that's always fascinated me in reading the book, and I always stick to this quote, and every time that I bring it up, there's a guy that you quote who was speaking to a class of high school students, and he says, you know, have you reached your goals? I hope you failed. You know, if you could maybe touch around sort of that message, because he said if you failed, then you haven't set the goal high enough. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
You know, the thing is that we have to pass failure on the way to success, and a lot of people don't understand that. Is Dallas and I were just talking about this the other day, is that there are so many people that are so close to making it, so close to reaching some goals, and they're almost there, and they stop just short, and only to let someone else pass them and get that goal or that dream. And it really breaks my heart, because I see it happen quite a bit. You know, people work real hard, and then they get sidetracked, or they let family issues or friends or whoever drag them down. But man, you know, Dallas uses this line all the time. You know, it's not how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you get back up. And that is the truth. And I say, if you can look up, you can get up. So don't ever quit, man. You know, that's the thing. There's an old saying that Michelangelo said this. He said that failure is not aiming high and missing. Failure is aiming too low and hitting. And so many of us don't aim high enough in life. And it's so important to, man, you know, I dream bigger now as a 50-year-old man than I ever have in my life. And, you know, I became a professional wrestler at 31. I became an inspirational speaker at 47. I wrote my first book at 50. And my dreams just keep getting bigger and bigger as I get older. And so many of us as adults, we become very complacent in our life, and one day becomes the next, and all of a sudden they say, where all these years go by in our life. I don't want to be that guy, or I never will be that guy, because I live every moment I have. I don't live in time. I live in moments, and I enjoy every moment I have.
That's awesome. Awesome. Hey, listen, if you want to call in, the number is 347-994-1216. That's 347-994-1216. I'm going to bring on our next caller. Like I said, Officer X, stick around here. I know Sparky's here, Mark's here. Who do we have on the line?
Hey, I'm just trying to wonder why you put him through the Diamond Cutter DVD workout when you try to kill me every time I come and see you.
That sounds like Doug, but I can't remember. Who is this, Doug?
Well, it should sound like me.
Okay. Well, I wasn't exactly sure. So you're trying to, what time
Damn,
is it? Damn,
that's what I get, huh? That's the love I get?
That's the love you get, man. Hey,
hey, hey, DDP. Dallas.
Hey, guys.
Let me ask you a question, Dallas. You mean to tell me there's a harder workout than you've been putting me through these last couple of days?
Oh, dude, but I'm telling you, if there are levels, which there are in my head, you're around level 5.
Wow.
Okay? What we do out, what me and Doug do is around probably 8.3, and what me and my buddy Matt do is like, close to 11. I mean, it's it really is. It's like, it's off the charts stuff. And the stuff I'm doing with the women that are my buddies, that take out the push-ups or the shoulder stuff, and they're doing stuff that would be like level 7.6. Because could they do it in the beginning? They're like in their late 30s to early 50s. And I love these women. They're my best buddies. They're like, please come home. They're doing the DVDs and they want to do it live, you know. And which is a great segue into, you know, YRG retreat, which you're going to get like four days and three nights, or 5 days and four nights, and it's going to be awesome, man. It's all happening at the end of August. It's as cheap as it can be. The reason why I did it down there is because I couldn't get anywhere near as much anywhere else. And it's the most beautiful place on the planet. So if you're just listening to this, you never heard about it, or you're thinking about it, go to DiamondDallasPage.com and click on the YRG Retreat Extravaganza and check it out. My new video should be up there as well. It's an awesome video that my boy Giorgio put together for us. and it really lets you feel all of it. And I know Mark is like, he wants to come so bad, but and you tell him, Mark, so it doesn't sound like I'm saying that, you know, you want to come, but you're going to have, might have.
No, before Dels even decided to even do this, I had another show that was booked. And it's right here, it's right here in Orlando, and it's a big show. It's Bob Carr Arena that holds 3,000 people. And the thing's being sold out, and it's one of those presentations, one of those shows that I just didn't want to miss. But we're trying to work around some dates right now, and I didn't want to say I can't go, but we're going to work on this in this next couple of weeks and see if we can change the date here in Orlando. So we'll see what happens.
It would be so awesome if you could come. I mean, it's going to be great. But if that's the team, I know you'll be there next time, because I won't make that date a year out. So if anybody has any problems, I'm going to say, here's the dates. Everybody hit me, you know, because I thought, you know, no matter what, but there is different problems in different places. So, you know, either way, this is going to be a hell of a trip, and anybody who has the opportunity to do it, they should do it. Because I am going to keep it a nice, quiet, fun group. Okay, Dougie, stay on the line with us, man, because he's a co-host for a long time. You have anything to say to Mark before I go on to the next caller, bro?
No, not really. I just wanted to, you know, I had to let you know, I can't be gone too long from here, you know.
I know. You can just
go off. And, you know, that's the biggest thing is, I know Mark talks a lot, and I talked to Mark briefly before on shows and stuff like that, and he talks a lot about choices. And that's exactly what life is about. You know, people don't understand. I mean, for me, it's almost 4 o'clock in the morning here. You know, I got up to call into the show. You know, I could have stayed made a choice to stay asleep or to get up. But, you know, I need the help, too, in listening and getting the motivation and stuff like that. Everybody needs it. You know, so what's worth more, you know, losing 2-3 hours sleep because I'm going to get up at 5 anyhow to go get ready for work. Or, you know, call in and get some motivation and hear some wonderful stuff, you know.
Awesome.
Hey, Doug, where are you right now?
Well, I'm in Germany.
Oh, you're in Germany. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. What an inspiration.
And as a matter of fact, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I said you are the monster motivator, whether you're in Germany or Texas or wherever, Iraq, wherever you are.
That's great.
Hey,
man.
I'm getting ready to. I've already coordinated with meeting Val. You know, he lives in Germany
awesome.
Too. You know, he is actually German. I'm going to meet him and hopefully get together and maybe if we can get a workout done or maybe go watch a little bit of his wrestling or do whatever.
Awesome.
And then once I get in my house, which is going to be next week, and get all my stuff. Then I want to focus on the certification and teaching it to the military guys over here on the base.
Awesome. Hey, dude, as a matter of fact, remind me, when you see on my Twitter, because I know you're on that too as well, when you find out I may be coming to London, some booker booked me in London. He tried to anyway. He gave me part of the money, so I thought, you know, he's just a young kid trying to get a booker deal. And then he just screwed so many people. And, so I'm not doing that gig and let everybody know. But there was another booker who called me at the same time, and I will let people know. And when it happened, but it'll be happening towards the end of summer, if it happens, and I won't tell anybody till I know I have my plane fare. But what I'll do is come in early, bro, and just, you know, take a puddle jumper over from England over to Germany, check your place out, then come back, do what I got to do there, and then I'm going in from there. Then next week it's going to be into Mexico. So it'll be like total world tour. But well, I'll let you know as that becomes a reality. Until I get a ticket, it doesn't mean anything. It's just positive bullshit, you know. Okay.
Yep.
All right, Dougie, go to bed. Go to bed. Our next caller.
No, I'm going to stay up and listen to the show. I'm good.
Okay, cool. Trey, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Providence, Rhode Island.
Sweet. I love it up there. It's a beautiful part of the country, man.
Yeah, I know. First off, I got to say I was a huge fan. I was actually in attendance at WrestleMania 18 when you defended your European title against Christian in the Sky Dome.
Awesome match for me and him. I loved working with Christian.
Yeah, I have one question I have for you is how hard is it to break into the wrestling business? How much does the travel take a toll on your body?
Oh, God. Mark, why don't you pick up on that?
wrestling is one of the few, you know, sports entertainment, I guess you would say, that doesn't have an off season. You know, we were doing, you know, back then we were doing about 250 cities a year, and you know, your body never got the break that it really needs to heal itself. And we weren't as knowledgeable back then as we are now, especially with the way Dallas is now. That's shared a lot with me as far as taking care of my body. But I've had 8 surgeries. I'm not sure how many Dallas has had, but it's really brutal on your body.
And one of the things that, you know, when you're on the road, it's one of the main reasons why Brock Lesnar left. Well, you got that music playing. Please kill that, 'cause that's coming over the air here. The reason why Brock Lesnar left and went to try to go to the NFL was because his body was taking such a beating, and now he's in the UFC. So what does that tell you as far as, you know, what wrestling does to your body? You know, it's killer.
Yeah.
Killer all the way around. So you got any other questions, Trey?
Question is, what do you think of the WWE current product, and what do you think of TNA wrestling? And if you could
I really don't.
One of those companies to work out, which one would you work for?
I really don't watch enough to have a, you know, I really don't pay attention to it anymore. Occasionally I watch just because I want to see Cody Rhodes do something, or, you know, Orton do something or whatever. There's a few guys I used to love watching Edge whenever he was on. I was a buddy and a fan of his. But now that he's retired, I only catch it once in a while, so I really can't. I don't have enough knowledge to talk about it, to tell you the truth. All right, bro. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it, man.
Hey Dallas.
Yeah, is that Sparky?
Hey, I wanted to input something to the guy who just called in. I know I'm not a wrestler, but you say I should be with all the surgeries and injuries I constantly keep having. You know, that's no lie, because you know.
That
but the
true.
Thing is especially if these guys are young, they've got to do something, especially like YRG, because it's, and like Mark said, you know, you guys put a pounding through your body. You know, if they would just learn at a young age to do YRG. Take care of themselves, man, they wouldn't have to go through what, you know, the majority of us, you know, have.
Yeah, I was talking to that guy Hank today that we were working out with. You know, he's 42 years old. He's got a 13 and I think 16-year-old kid. And I said, if I could go back in time, I would do YRG like an hour a day. I have 3 young kids doing it. One of them is Brett Wilkerson, son of Rich, you know, Brett. Started working. Mm-hmm. I met work with him about 6 months, 7 months ago. I guess it was. I met Rep Kev back then, so that'd be about 9 months ago. And I met the Wilkersons, and he'd done the workout. Now I've got him working on strength positions, and he's a 5'10" kid. You know, he's tall and skinny right now. Try to put some weight on him the way the Page brothers did, and it'll really be interesting to see, you know, how these young kids, as they progress in their athletics. You know, it's like, to me, if you can be as close to Rob Van Dam, which means if anybody's missed the interviews I did with Rob Van Dam, they were really fun. Go to DDP TV and look back for Rob Van Dam 1. Watch the first one, pre-watch the second one. But Rob talks about all the stretching, and, you know, and you see him in the workout with me. He's drenched. And Mark, I did the workout with them about level 6, maybe 6. You know, I didn't want to scare him away, just like with Hank today, even though he thought he had that, like, really challenging workout. It was really challenging, but nowhere near what it could have been. Like, nowhere near. And, you know, because I don't want to scare people away. I want to show how if Arthur could do it, anybody could do it, right? So, yeah. So you're right about that, Dougie. You know, if you can save your body, you know, if I knew now what I knew when I was, you know, started learning at 42, forget about it. But, hey, it all happens for a reason. And right now we're just spreading the word for positive energy, to think pause, to, you know, to call your, you know, your brother. If you haven't talked to your brother in forever because you're in a stupid fight with him, call him and say, hey, dude, let's get together and have a beer or something. Or if you're wheat free, have a glass of wine. All right. We got Ted in the loop, I think. Is he still there?
I'm still here.
Hey, Ted, where are you from? Where are you calling in from, bro?
Hey, DDP, you know where I'm from. I met you at a gas station right outside of Chicago in Morton Grove, Illinois. Anyways, let me make a long story short.
Go ahead.
You're there, Dallas.
I'm here, buddy.
This was probably about, I'm going 10 years back. You were in town for some show, and I'm sitting at the stoplight, and I'm going to the grocery store. And I see you standing there with that black Lincoln, and you got your foot on the back, and your hair is waving, and you're eating an ice cream sandwich.
Yeah.
Dude, I jumped the curb. My daughter's in the back seat. My wife said, "What the hell are you doing?" I said, "That's DDP." I get out of the car, you know, nonchalant. You don't even acknowledge me. And I'm like, "Are you a diamond cutter?" And you turn your head and you said, "Who wants to know?" I said, "Well, a little cutter." You turn around and you bump chess with me. Anyways, I hit you up with that story with Facebook, and because you kind of like, "I don't reply to people that I don't know. Send me a message, yada yada yada," and you actually responded to that story.
Awesome.
And awesome. And that is so awesome to me. I tell my kids, they look at me like I'm T-Rex, you know. But you are a hell of an inspiration for people and all that. And, you know, you talk about this, and you just now talked about RVD.
Yeah.
I was at O'Hare, and he was standing next to me at McDonald's with his little butt pack in front of him, getting his breakfast.
And that's him.
A group of eighth grade kids going to Washington were walking through the terminal, and they saw him. He took the time to sign every one of their autographs.
One of the nicest guys in the business.
Yes, sir, he is.
I never really got to know RVD like as well as I do now until after I got out of the business. And that interview, I don't know if you've ever seen it, but you can just go to DiamondDallasPage.com and then go to DDP TV. You can subscribe to that there. It costs zero. But those two interviews, I took one interview and made it into two in the workout. My buddy Giorgio really made it an entertaining video. But Rob Van Dam is one of the most grounded, centered, coolest SOBs on the planet. And, I love hanging around with him. A great guy.
And you should think, sir, that kind of sounds like yourself.
Well, like Mark says, what about the elevators, Mark? What do
your
we do?
Your friends either take you up or they take you down.
And if they take you down, you find new friends.
Exactly.
Hey,
all right.
Hey, Rob. Hey, yeah, so I'll give you a great Rob Van Dam story.
Oh, you know more than anybody.
You're my boy, Officer X.
Officer X is the one who really put us together after I was done wrestling. It was you who did that. So go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Christmas Eve, 3 or 4 years ago, I forget, right? I'm working, and the neighbor up the street's a 10-year-old kid with cancer. Now, here he's back in the hospital, so I'm working Christmas Eve, no one's around, so I figure I'm going to go to stop by the hospital to go see him. So right. I'm talking to him and his mom, and the kid was a real little fighter. And the phone rings, and who is it? But RVD. I go, "Do me a favor, call me back in 2 minutes." He called me back. I put the little kid on the phone to RVD. Rob talked to him for 5 minutes and made the kid's whole thing. He ended up beating the cancer. He's been cancer-free for a couple of years now. But see how God puts you where you're supposed to be when you're there? No problem talking to the kid, and it really made the kid's day, you know?
That's what role models do.
No, but I'll tell you what, though. I've met tons and tons and tons of professional athletes and all sorts of celebrities through work and stuff. Wrestlers are by far the coolest. By far, not even close.
I'm not going to argue that point.
They really seem to appreciate their people. Really do.
Not going to argue that point.
And you know what the beauty is? Your guys do it, though. Your guys do it tired on no sleep and sore backs and sore knees and travel in tough conditions. 80% of the guys are really, really good to the fans.
Well, and that's what it's all about, and that's why I keep watching it. That's why my kids watch it, and that's why their kids are going to watch it. I mean, I remember going back to the amphitheater, Chicago Amphitheater, Pepper Gomez, Yukon Moose Cholak. I mean, that's going deep, right?
Oh, you're in it, brother. How old are you now?
I mean, I'm going deep, but my grandpa used to take me to the Chicago Amphitheater to watch that stuff.
How old are you now? Yeah, how old are you? I'm 55. You're the diamond cutter.
That's a bad question, but I'm not a chick, but I'll answer that. I'm 46.
46, that's a great age, brother.
I'm right there with you.
Hey, I'm 55. This is the year of the diamond cutter, and I'm going to get more accomplished in this year than I have ever got accomplished in my life, man.
It's all about grabbing
life by the balls.
CDP, what do we got to do to take Hogan out?
No, man, let Hulk do his thing, man. You know,
no, you kick his ass.
I wouldn't want to be in his body for all the money in the world, but I love the guy. If it wasn't for Hulk, Hulk was the one who really helped put it over the edge, you know, over the top for me. I, you know, getting that angle with me. Actually, 4 years before I ever worked with Hulk, he came up to me in a show after I walked out of the match. He pulled me over, and that was the first match. I was the curtain jerker with Jim Duggan, and he said, "Whatever you're doing, keep doing it, because it's not today or next year or the year after, but somewhere down the line, you and I could draw huge money together." Fast forward 4 years later, and I'm walking on the stage of the Tonight Show with Carl Malone, with chairs overhead, throwing them on the ground, throwing up the Diamond Cutter sign to Rodman and Hogan, and we're shooting that angle on the Tonight Show. So, I mean, Hogan, I always have a very special spot in my heart. Nothing like Dream, Dusty Rhodes, the Tower of Power, the Man of the Hour, ooh, too sweet to the Tower. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be with the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, next Saturday, not this Saturday, I'll be in Anaheim, but next Saturday after that, on May 7th, me and Donald Page are going to be there. Okay, I'm talking a lot of money. Woo, going to get crazy. All right, hey, Denny, thanks for calling in. Great for bringing back that memory. I love that. I got one more caller on the line. Jay, we're going to close it up here. I got a long day tomorrow. Mark's making me get up at 7 o'clock in the morning to work out with him and his lovely wife, and then I won't get home till around 3 in the morning, about 2 in the morning.
The two oldest teenagers in the world going to watch the royal wedding together. Is that what this is all about?
There is not a chance, dude. I could give a damn about the royal wedding.
Come on, man. That's why you stayed, Mark, isn't it? You guys going to watch the royal wedding.
Oh, my God. I want to gag on that, you know? I mean, I understand. You know, I like the Tudors. I don't know if you ever saw that show. It was about Henry VIII. That was awesome, you know? But all the gaga that we put up because of a prince and a princess, and who? I mean, they don't run the country. There's no such thing. It's like figureheads. You know, it's like being the president. Okay, besides that. we got Jason. you think the president runs this country? Please. I don't want to go off on a rant. Jay, is Jay still on the queue there or what?
Yep, I'm here.
Where are you from, Jay?
Yep, London, Ontario.
All right, Canadian. How are you doing up there?
Jay. I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Great. So who you got
I
questions
just have
for?
A question. I just have a question for Mark.
Sure.
How are you, man? I'm good. You didn't get into wrestling or you were rookie of the year when you were 31, so that was like a little bit later than a lot of the other guys.
Right,
I was wondering,
right.
In your career, like, you know, even early on, 31, 32, 33 years old, did you ever think to yourself, what the heck you got yourself into? Starting so late?
I think anyone that got into wrestling probably thought that at one time or another. But, you know, because it is it's not only physically demanding, but there's so much maneuvering behind the scenes. It is I'm not sure how to say this properly. Maybe Dale should help me out with this, but it's you have to be mentally strong too. Yeah, but you know what? I don't regret it. Everything happens in life for a reason, and things turned out great for me. I did wrestling on and off for 14 years as a professional. And, yeah, I started late. I never even got into wrestling until I was 30, and then I signed with WCW at 31. And then, you know, retired. My last match was 2006. So I had a long career and made some money and enjoyed traveling all over the world. And the bad things that happen aren't even worth talking about because it's
right.
It made me who I am, you know?
Let me elaborate on that a little bit, Mark, because, you know, we both know that you're the second oldest rookie. I actually started at 35 and a half, Jay, and I swear to you, the first 117 times my body hit that mat, I asked myself, do I really want to do this? Oh, my God. This hurts like hell. Oh, my God. You know, especially being that old. You know, when you're 25, you pop right back up again. At 35 or any time over 30, 30, 31, you don't just pop back up. You know, you got to pop back up, but mentally. And then there was times probably every – couple of months, I'd say, do you really want to do this? And the answer was always yes, you know, just like it was for Mark. You know, it was yes, I want to do that, you know, because, you know, when you have that goal burned in, you know, into your head, you got to keep moving forward, you know. So you got any other questions? We're going to close it off right now. You would be the last one.
No, I just want to say to Mark, you know, I follow you on Facebook, and, you know, you're all over the place. I see all your pictures and stuff, and I just think that's fantastic. You're doing all your speaking engagements.
Well, thank you, man. It's been one of the most fun weeks since I've had Dallas all week. I've been having presentations every day, you know, and Dallas has been traveling with me all over to these schools, and I have two of them tomorrow. So, and then he's got to get to the airport after my presentations, and but we've had a great week together. And but thank you very much for that, man. You know, it's they say in life, when you find your passion, you never have to work. And I don't feel like I've even worked a day, man, because I love what I do. But thank you, buddy. God bless you guys, man. Thanks so much
for
calling.
Thanks for calling in, Jay. Really appreciate it. Love hearing from Canadians. I love Canadians, man. Canadians are, of all the fans that I have ever been around, and Mark, I'm sure you feel the same way, they're so nice. I mean, they're like, they'll be eating, and as you get up, and they'll be in the background, and then when you start, they walk towards you nicely. Would you mind? It's like, I don't want to go, hey, I don't want to bother you, but mind if I sit down and have a drink with you? You know, it's not like that. They're really, really, they're really, really nice. I look forward to, matter of fact, I just got a call about maybe going up to Calgary sometime in June. I might be up there. I make sure it's a definite. I'll let people know. And I'm going to be heading up to Germany, I heard, too, beside you, Doug. Yeah, I forgot to tell you about it, Doug. I don't know if Doug's still on, but I'm here. Yeah, I think I'm heading out to Germany. But so call me for the show, and I'll let you know about the inside scoop on that. All right, guys. I really want to thank everybody for coming on to
Dallas.
Yeah, one quick thing.
Sure, no, ahead, I just want to say one quick thing to Mark that I forgot to mention. I don't know if I mentioned this
absolutely
before, but I wanted to say, you know, if anybody out there is having any problems with whatever, they really need to read not only your book, you know, because your book was phenomenal. It made, you know. The book was phenomenal. Watching your speech is amazing. You know, it it caused me to, you know, to think about my father when he passed away at a young early age. You know, and then listen to Dallas is Living Life at 90%, and that's how I live it. But man, you guys are some amazing. You know, and I got to know Dallas very well, but you guys are just amazing, amazing people that are changing the world.
Oh, thank you, brother. I really appreciate that. We are blessed, man. I got to tell you, mm-hmm. I give glory to God, man, because I come from some dark places, but I've never enjoyed life like I do now. You know, the more you give, the more you get back in your own life.
Yeah, I got on that quote there, I was talking to Kimberly the other day, and she said, you know, and she was talking about something that was happening in her life, and she said, I've been saying every day what you always say to me, and she quoted something that Zig Ziglar said, and I used to say it all the time, and I forgot over the last couple, even though I live it, I forgot I say it all the time. So it's back into my repertoire of things that I, you know, churn through my brain. And the thing that Zig said was, the quickest way to get what you want is to help people get what they want. And I thought, wow, that's really cool. I'm sure as hell doing that now. Okay, I want to again thank the people from welcome the people from Live Strong and Spark People. If you stayed on and caught the show, I want to remind you guys that the very best of Nitro, which will be coming out sometime in June. It's taken down now. They actually have the cover up out there on the internet of the best of Nitro. They got the goofiest, funniest picture of me on it. I love it. It's in the corner, and the NWO is there with Hall and Nash and Hogan. You see Sting and Mysterio and Flair, and it's a pretty cool cover. It's sort of like, it speaks what Nitro was, and I'm really looking forward to hearing your guys' feedback on that. I want to remind everybody, if you're just catching on late or you haven't checked it out, go to DiamondDallasPage.com and check out the YRG Retreat Extravaganza. We are going to have a blast in Mexico. We're going to get fucking like a monkey. That's right. And the next two D DDP TVs will feature Mark Merrow himself. One will be up later tonight, so tomorrow morning you can be checking it out. If you follow us on YouTube or if you go to DDP TV, it'll be up there. It's really, we did a really fun thing with his Rocco the Wonder Dog talking about our feud, and it will lead into the next week where we actually watch one of my match, our, my matches, our match, and we talk about it. I hope that came out all right, but that's what you can expect to see on DDP TV. And I want to remind anybody, you've heard a lot of people talk about Mark's book, and the name of it is what, Mark?
How to Be the Happiest Person on the Planet.
And you can get it where?
Go to ThinkPoz, P-O-Z, ThinkPoz.org.
And if you want to follow Mark, you can catch him on Facebook and follow him there. You can follow DDP at DDP's Fans. And I want to thank everyone for calling in tonight, for having a good time. This is an awesome show. You've been wonderful. You've been marvelous. But
listen up, bozos. Diamond Dallas Page here, the AWA's Diamond Exchange. And I'm here with the kings of the universe. We're talking the AWA Tag Team Champs of the World, Bad Company. And we're talking B-A-double-D, Bad. Woo, baby.
Dallas, you look great. How are you today?
I never had a bad day in my life, Daddy. And why not? I am the world's greatest professional wrestling manager in the world. A mastermind of the sport with great looks. Brains, good God, it's a deadly combination.
It's this man, Diamond Dallas Page, against the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Savage, you want to come into my real world? I'm going to snap into yours.
I'm Savage, when your buddy had Diamond Dallas had Savage.
Draven, I haven't forgotten everything you've done to me.
Got him!
Oh, he got him.
There's only one Diamond Cutter. Cutter by Page. It's 1, 2, 3.
Oh, we've got a new world champion, guys.
And it's DDP.
DDP, and he earned it. He fought his tail off. They all did.
It's history. Diamond Dallas Page is the heavyweight champion of the world.
Say that again, Tony.
Diamond Dallas Page is the heavyweight champion of the world. I can't believe it.
I'd say unless your parents change their mind, I'm going to have to get the 18th birthday.
Who is it?
Have you done your yoga today?
DDP, I like me, you like me, and I'm going to help you like you.